it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Rob Unger, Senior Director, Product Management and Strategic Corporate Relations at Nacha. Rob, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
So I've enjoyed chatting with Jan, obviously Nacha's CEO, about same-day ACH. We've done a couple of episodes in our series, Countdown to Same-Day ACH, and today, I'd like to focus a little bit on the corporate side of same-day ACH. But before we get into that, just to make sure everyone's got a level set playing field, give us the elevator pitch for same-day ACH and why it's so important.
Sure. Well, same-day ACH is just like what we call classic ACH, but the speed and timing of the payment and settlement is quicker. So in what I'll call classic ACH, if I were to instruct my bank to make a payment today, the payee would receive that payment tomorrow. In the same day ACH, I can instruct my bank to make that payment today, and the payee will receive that payment today.
Pretty cool. Three settlement windows now, correct?
Exactly.
So we've talked a lot about how banks are getting prepared, the banks and the credit unions, all of them, which you've done a remarkable job of organizing. This is ubiquitous out of the gate, which is not easy to do, but essential for success. But we haven't spent a lot of time talking about why corporates and businesses should care and what they need to be doing. So can you give us a little insight on that?
Sure, Karen. And first of all, Karen, I'd like to say, you know, historically, Nacha hasn't paid a lot of attention to businesses and corporates. Not by design. They're obviously a very important stakeholder in the ACH network. But a couple years ago, we started this corporate relations program. And the idea behind this program is to raise awareness of the ACH network and the role of Nacha, and to really engage business users on issues and opportunities around the ACH network. So what we're going to be talking about today really is a summary of lessons learned and, you know, ideas gleaned from many conversations with businesses, including accounts receivable, accounts payable, hire to retire, you know, all the key personnel and businesses that can be impacted.
Interesting. So what are you hearing from them? Are they excited, and what are they doing about it?
Yeah, they really are. I think we have to keep in mind September 23rd is a beginning date, so folks are just learning about it. There's going to have to be some systems updated and policies and things like that, but people are gearing up for it. And I'd say businesses, regardless of whether or not they think they want to use same-day ACH, every business that either sends an ACH payment or receives an ACH payment better pay attention, because you're going to be impacted, and I can explain why.
So before we talk about the impacts, let's talk about how they're going to use this new capability. So they're obviously using the ACH network today. Now that it has this, or will, on the 23rd of September, begin to have this new capability, what are they going to be doing that's different?
Sure. And just to emphasize, too, Karen, classic ACH always remains available. That's not impacted. But with respect to same-day ACH, think about making a payment. There's a couple of opportunities there. You know, think of, you have a time critical or emergency off-cycle payment and you need to get that payment somewhere quicker. Same day ACH is a great option. It doesn't provide the immediacy of the wire, but in that same day, a payment can be sent and settled and credited. So it certainly fits a lot of scenarios in that sense. When receiving a payment, we think it's the lowest cost receipt channel for receiving an expedited payment. If your customer has to make an emergency payment, it's a great option, and when the debit becomes available next year, we think same-day ACH is a great option as well to reduce risk, because you'll get those returns and errors back quicker, so you'll have a better sense of your payment status. When you look at the hire-to-retire process, there's all kinds of needs in there. We recognize emergency payroll, you know, something goes wrong and you have to get the payroll out quicker. That's certainly very important. You know, off-cycle disbursements as well. Think of garnishments and tax withholdings and child support and those kinds of things, and payouts for employees that might have been hired. So there's a wide range of use cases businesses can evaluate with respect to whether or not same-day ACH can benefit their process.
So today, those sound like things that everyone is doing today. So obviously, there's a lot of friction in doing those things today. How are they doing those things today, and how will... obviously, it won't require the same sort of planning, but sometimes you just can't plan for the unexpected when you need something same day. What did corporates do?
When they have to make an immediate payment, a lot of times they'll make a wire payment. You know, that's a costly payment. A wire payment can't provide as much remittance information as an ACH payment can. So even though the payment is immediate, the receiver still has to figure out how to apply that cash because typically it's not an automated cash application process with respect to the remittance information from a wire. So that's one scenario. Another scenario is people use a credit card, which is kind of a unfair balance, if you will, in the payment equation. The receiver's got to pick up a lot of those costs. So we think same-day ACH can reduce a lot of the friction around the costs and information flow, if you will, with respect to immediate payments.
So you keyed on the word information twice in your response, and obviously that's very important to move the right information with the money. So give us a little bit of your insight into how that is going to be enhanced or impacted by same-day ACH.
Sure, will do. And by the way, this could be a whole other topic, remittance information. But when we talk about remittance information, first of all, we're describing the information about the payment so that the receiver of that payment knows what that payment is for. Remittance information can include invoices being paid, discounts being taken, et cetera. And all that information can convey with the payment. Unfortunately, we've done a lot of study on this topic, Karen, and we know a lot of businesses actually pay with what we call split remittance. So they'll send an ACH payment, but then they'll send the remittance information by fax, by email, by regular mail. So that means the person receiving the payment has to reassociate that, and that's timely and costly and can slow down the payment. Very important that people really look at the benefits, both the payers and the receivers, the benefits around sending the information with the payment, which the ACH can accommodate, unlike a lot of ACH networks around the world. The U.S. ACH can accommodate a lot of information. So that capability applies to that capability that's available now in classic ACH also applies to same-day ACH. And again, sending that same-day payment with the remittance information can really help get the payment there and can help that cash be applied faster in the accounts receivable system.
So you mentioned earlier that every single business that uses ACH today is going to be impacted by same-day ACH, whether they use it or not, is what I inferred. Why is that?
That's correct. You inferred correctly. Businesses, pay attention. Now, same-day to send a same-day ACH is optional. That's something that the payer has to select. They have to choose to send a same-day ACH payment. To receive a same-day ACH payment, that is required. So if you are currently receiving same-day ACH payments, if you are currently receiving classic ACH payments, you are required to receive same-day ACH payments and apply credit as well. So on the payment side, Karen, what happens is people set up their payment runs and ACH payment files that they provide the bank years ago, and a lot of those files have static effective entry dates. Now, the effective entry date, it's a little wonky here, but the effective entry date is the field that the bank keys in on to determine whether or not a payment goes by classic ACH or same-day ACH. So even if you're not thinking you're going to be sending same-day ACH payments, you got to review your payment run to make sure how you're using the effective entry date, to make sure you're using that correctly. If you put a stale date in there, which a lot of companies do, that could effectively initiate a same-day ACH by accident, if you will.
That could really create some massive problems on the sender side, money being removed before they think money should be removed.
Yeah, think about your cash position.
Yep.
Could be a lot of consequences there. Risk, your pre-funding requirements, additional yep. costs that may or may not apply. So that's very important. And on the receivable side, businesses, you don't have a choice. If you receive ACH now, you're going to have to receive the same day ACH. We've had businesses think they can opt out. They cannot opt out. And so what that means is that if you receive a payment on day one, you have to be able to apply credit day one.
Yep.
How you do that that's up to you. But let me give you a use case why this is so important. Think about a utility. And a mm-hmm. utility is obviously providing electricity to a business. And say the business gets a shutoff notice. You know, we're going to shut you off if you don't pay us by November 15th. So the business may decide to send a same-day ACH payment on November 15th. Well, that utility, like a lot of businesses, may not get their payment file from the bank. And that's the file that comes from the bank that tells you what payments came in and what credits are being applied. They may not get that payment file till 8:30 in the morning or later in the day. But in that payment file the next day, could be that same-day ACH payment, and mm-hmm. that utility may have taken a consequential action of shutting off mm-hmm. the electricity when, in fact, the company paid. So receivable mm-hmm. systems, very important. You look at the settlement date and that you figure out a way to apply that credit for the same day.
That sounds complicated because a lot of these systems do work that way, especially in larger enterprises. So is there a workaround?
Yeah, there's workaround. I've already heard from some companies what they plan to do is delay consequential action should they be taken. They can use back dating, and there's definitely some workarounds they can do. They can also work with their banks, the receiving depository financial institutions, to increase the amount of times that they get their payment files. So there's a number of different resolutions here, but very important that companies look at this process and make sure they can accommodate receiving a same-day ACH payment.
Wow, it's interesting. I mean, as with any massive system change like this, that is for the better. There are lots of things that need to be taken care of in order for the full benefit to actually be delivered. It's interesting that you bring those two things up. Are there any other things that come to mind when you are talking to companies about preparing for same-day ACH? Anything we've missed?
Yeah, there's a few things we'd like to highlight. And by the way, we developed something called the Same-Day ACH for Businesses Essentials Guide, which is available free for download. It has a number of resources in here, so I'm highlighting from those resources. But basically, whether or not you're going to be making a payment or receiving a payment, there's some recommended processes and things that we'd like to see businesses do. One is to conduct an opportunity assessment. Another is, review your current payment services and ACH origination or receive agreements. You know, you want to assess your internal processes, as we talked about earlier, and systems, and evaluate risk. And if you like, I can go into further detail, whatever you want to do here.
Yeah. So when you talk to companies, and you've gotten their reaction to this, and we when I talked to Jan, we talked about whether the banks are ready on both the originating and receiving side. Are corporates ready?
Corporates will have to be ready to receive. Again, it'll be an option whether or not they want to be able to send a same day ACH payment. And I think they're going to have to do some of the evaluation around the business opportunity there and internal assessments. But if nothing else, a company that's receiving a classic ACH has to receive and apply that credit for the same day ACH. So, ready or not, here it comes. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it's been a busy summer for them, in other words.
Sure. People have to start looking at it, and they're talking to their financial institutions, they're talking to their vendors. For some companies, it may not be any issue because the vendor or the financial institution provides that service, and so it's just a matter of turning on that switch. For other companies, there may be some more things they have to do.
What did you mean when you said risk? What risks were you specifically referring to?
We talked about one earlier with respect to risk, and that is, you know, making sure you have the proper use of the effective entry date. You want to look at your transactions accounts regarding, you know, when they're going to be debited, as outgoing payments are going to be sooner than they were before. You have to assess your impact to intraday liquidity, liquidity risk, daylight overdrafts, you know, and you should review your options for, you know, intraday bank reports, and just do what you can to stay on top of that cash position in terms of the making a same-day ACH payment. Also, look at your risk controls, right? Transactions are going to move faster. So transactions that are erroneous, not due to an employee, you know, there's going to be less time available to screen those transactions for errors. So make sure you have those risk controls in place, too, when considering making a payment.
Yeah, that sounds like a very necessary risk to both understand and manage, because as money moves faster, there probably certainly needs to be better fraud and security controls in place to make sure that there aren't any consequences that are of the unintended variety when that happens.
Yep, that's a good way of saying it.
So, Rob, thanks very much for your insight. This was a fascinating look at the corporate side of the same-day ACH deployment that is right around the corner, and it was great to get the benefit of your insight, and in particular, what corporates need to be thinking about in order to be ready, which, as you point out, on the receiving side, at least there is no option not to be ready. Thanks again.
That's right.
It was great chatting.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.